This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Here it is, Season 6. Get all up in this witchy mix. New games and goals and songs that rap. Plus a new segment called Fact or Crap. And now, for the first time in 2026, your witches, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Welcome, witches, to the first episode of the sixth season of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Can you believe that this has been happening for so long? Do we still need to introduce the witches? You might say. We might say, yes, we do. So I'm going to.
Do it.
I will introduce to you the Good Witch, Shelley Majors.
Hi-ho.
The man witch, Daryl Brown.
That's the man witch, and I still use two N's in my soup name.
Yep, and I'm the bad witch, Lisa Brown. If this is your first time listening, well, hello, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. You're now a part of our coven.
You've been sleeping on it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, wake up and join the club.
Buckle in, sit down, and shut up.
Don't talk back to us. We would love for you to go back and listen so that you can catch up on everything. But this year is going to be a little bit different. So hold on to your hats.
Your witch's hats
and your brooms.
And your witch's brooms.
Or whatever you have on your head.
Yeah, or not even on your head.
It's the season of the six.
Right.
That's a new song.
Is it?
Season six, man.
Gosh, yeah, I can't believe it.
Okay,
It just seems like yesterday we did season one.
Like yesterday, six years ago.
Yeah, like yesterday, and there's been so much that's happened since then.
Really?
December 2020 was our first session, yeah?
We have evolved. I mean, we have really become something.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have.
That's a blanket statement. We've become something.
We have something or something else.
Oh, we're something, all right.
For those of you who have listened in the past, you are about to be amazed and delighted by our new format.
Yes.
Formulated by the Bad Witch, Lisa Brown.
Thank you.
It's kind of great.
Yeah.
This was not really a collaborative effort.
She kind of just pulled it out.
I just took
came
over.
Came in and she's like, I'm taking names.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kick some ass.
Right? That's what I said.
I came to chew gum and I don't got any gum.
That does not make any sense whatsoever.
I know where you got it from, but it's been terribly bastardized.
I came to kick ass and chew gum, and I'm out of gum, so she's
right.
Going to kick some ass.
What is that from?
It's Rowdy Roddy Piper, and it was that, what was that movie where he could see people, you had these certain glasses, but they were all aliens?
Okay, nobody's seen that.
They use a similar one in Anchorman, me and Karen's favorite movie. And Christine Applegate says, I only know how to do two things. Fight and fuck. And I'm done fighting today. Right? Is that how that goes?
You know what? The sad part about that is I've never seen Anchorman the whole way through.
It's so good. But don't watch it now because we'll realize that I messed it up.
Okay. Yeah.
Pirate hooker.
I'm like, okay, pirate hooker. So we're going to talk today. The format's going to be a little bit the same, a little bit different. And this is going to be our intro. And our intro is we are going to talk about our holidays.
Yes.
Yes.
What'd you do?
I got a great story, and I hope I'm not stealing your story, but I'm going to take it.
Okay.
But As everybody knows, last year I didn't make it to my kids' Christmas party because I was deathly sick. And so I was so excited for this year because I hadn't seen my youngest daughter in almost a year and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's been about a half a year because we did see her, but it was for a short time at that celebration of life.
Oh, for a minute, yeah, yeah.
But I haven't spent any time with her.
Yeah,
right. Months.
And my grandkids too. You know, I've seen a lot of them. So I was so excited that we even showed up a half hour early. So, you know, it was great. Got to see all my grandkids. There was four missing, which is pretty damn good out of 14 grandkids to get that many kids together. Mm-hmm. But the highlight of the night was, of course, loving seeing all my grandkids and stuff. But my my older grandson Orlando and my other grandson Elijah, we're going to spend the night together at Orlando's house.
They are 16 and 15.
16 and 15. So, you know, they're in that goofy age, you know. And my grandson Orlando kept just getting, when we bailing? When are we going to bolt? When are we going to bail?
We picked him up and then we're taking them back home.
Yeah, we're taking him back home to his house.
Yeah.
So finally I'm like, okay, dude, let's go. So we get to going. And we just had some regular music. We didn't even have, I don't even know who was on the radio or something. But my grandson Orlando goes, so can you get Radiohead on that station, on that radio? And I go, yeah. I go, Radiohead? Really? And he goes, why? Why? What were you thinking? I listened to it. I go, I don't know. That's kind of an odd band for you to be thinking of. He goes, well, I like them. I picked them out. I like them. So I'm okay, dude. So we put Radiohead on and he's kind of singing along. And out of nowhere, he just goes, I like opera as well. And he's all, la, 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 la. I mean, in this deep, deep voice, me and Lisa just start bawling. We're laughing so hard.
Well, because we didn't even know if he was serious or not, because he kept saying, did you know I like opera? Do you think that I can sing opera good? Do you think that maybe I shouldn't go to college and just like pursue the opera?
Yeah.
And he was like, we're like, whatever you want to do, dude.
Yes, study opera in college.
I said, I think school's kind of important. He goes, so you don't think I can make it in the business, huh? You don't think? I go, dude, I think you can do anything. He goes, would you put, you know, if I swear on my mom? And I go, word to your mom's. He goes, so if my mom dies, it's all on you. You know that. And I'm like, dude, what?
Everything you said.
I go, what about you, Elijah? What kind of music do you like? He goes, I don't know. Because he's got the Peter Brady voice going on right now. He's at that age.
Going through the change. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's trying to sing some stuff. And he's all, And we're like, okay, dude, definitely you stick with your job. And, you know. But, so just they kept doing it. So then what song came on that you started?
Linger.
Yeah,
from Linger the Cranberries.
From the Cranberries came on. And so I'm looking and I can see in the rearview mirror there's a big glow in the back seat. So I turn my head. Well, they turned it on so that they could get the lyrics.
Oh, they're looking on their phones.
They're looking at their phone, and they're both got their heads bunked together, looking at Lando's phone to sing the lyrics. So, driving down the highway, I've got Lisa, Orlando, and Elijah all serenading me to Linger.
Oh,
and they're singing at the top of their lungs.
Yeah,
and I thought they'd sit and listen to their Lala, pay a little bit more attention to her, but there was, and it actually was working pretty good. So then I'm like, I got to get in on this.
Yeah.
So I joined in a little bit, but I told Lisa, I go, that totally just made my Christmas.
It was
fun.
That's a beautiful memory.
My grandson, Orlando, was always really, really shy when he was younger. He was, I mean, to the point where you looked at him and he would start bawling, you know, which was kind of, and now he got braces. He got his braces off. This kid's got a smile that lights up the room and across the room. I mean, just, and it's good to see him smile like that.
Well, he's just coming into his own. He's like, he has a cute little haircut. He doesn't have that baby fat anymore.
He's built now.
He's getting built. And it's just like, wow, when did you become so handsome? I mean, he's always been cute. Kids are cute.
Oh, yeah.
But he's becoming a dude. Handsome. Yeah.
And that's what I asked him. I go, so, I go, you're 16. I go, do you have your permit? And he goes, oh, man. He goes, I could have drove us. I go, oh, no, you couldn't. He goes, why, you don't trust my driving? I go, Lala just barely lets me drive her,
so
dude.
True.
I go, she doesn't like anybody to drive. So he goes, oh, and then I asked Elijah, I go, well, what about you, buddy? When do you get yours? You know, you're 15. And he goes, yeah, I'm saving up money from work. And I go, oh, you have a job? He goes, yeah, he works for a place called The Trash Can.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and he goes, I think they go to like certain areas, apartments and stuff, and pick up trash.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so he does that. And he goes, so I'm saving up money so I can get my permit. And I'm like, well, that's cool. So it's just so amazing to see who these little guys have grown up to be. And I say little guys, They're freaking taller than me.
Oh, yeah. Elijah's really tall. They
tower over me now. Mm-hmm. And they like to pull the whole bump me in with their chest. Hey, what's up, Papa? Like,
oh,
you
know? No.
Yeah.
But,
that's precious.
But that's what totally made my Christmas.
Me too.
My Christmas.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, totally.
I didn't know what you were going to say, but.
I didn't really have anything. I mean, I just had such a nice Christmas. It was exactly what I wanted. Daryl made a great dinner of prime rib. I made Brussels sprouts. For Christmas Eve, we watched a really cute movie called Merv, about a dog.
Oh, it's about a dog.
Yeah. And then on Christmas morning, we went to my parents and Shelly joined us.
Yes,
and we had brunch. And
it was delicious.
Yeah.
Guys, and let me tell you guys. My wife made two different types of quiche.
They were great, and
she did such a good job because, you know, we talk about it quite a bit. She does not cook. I mean, it's not that she can't cook. She, you know, she's got me, so she's like, "Hey, I don't need to cook." But she did. She goes, "I'm going to make the quiches when you go to the grocery store."
Yeah, so he couldn't look over me the whole time,
right?
But it was funny because I brought him in and I was like, "I made the quiche," and Shelly goes, "Ha ha 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 ha," and I was like, "I'm not kidding, I made it." She goes, "Made it from Costco," and I'm like, "I made the quiche," and she's like, "You seriously made a quiche?" And I'm like, "Yes." And she's like, "You didn't buy it." I'm like, "There's two of them. I made both of them."
But then
and
a little bit later,
delicious.
She goes, "Oh, thank you. You made the quiche capiche."
Yep, that's there
right.
You go.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really nice. We talked about some old memories with my parents and my niece and her wife.
I loved the one. This guy gave me a tummy chuck, guys. So I guess back in the day, Lisa and Shelly, believe it or not, were inseparable.
That's weird.
They were inseparable. And so Lisa's mom wanted to have a good family night and go look at Christmas lights. And she's like, "Okay, well," and Lisa's like, "Well, can Shelly come?" She goes, "No, let's just have it be a family night." Shelly's sitting at the table. She goes, "Why couldn't I come?"
Well, the funny part of it was, is that I whined and bitched and cried so much. My mom was like, "Whatever," and stuff. And Shelly came with us. And that's the night we heard the, "I'm a Hanukkah Bush.
I'm a Hanukkah Bush."
See?
It Dude, just wouldn't be the no same. I have self-awareness. You know, now, as an adult, I don't want to be anywhere where I might not be wanted or I make extra attempts to make sure, you know, like I'm invited or I'm appropriate or I bring something or whatever. And I was just like so unself-aware. I'm just like, "I'll go with you no matter what you
do." On Christmas Eve?
Anywhere, anytime, didn't matter. I just could not be away from this chick. Mm-hmm. We would read next to each other. We would write notes sitting next to each other.
Write notes and we were sitting next to each other. We would actually, it got to the point where we wouldn't even like rip the notes out. We had books and I had my notebook.
And switch them. Oh, God.
And then we'd reply to whatever the other person said. Uh-huh. And sometimes it would just be like totally chill. Sometimes we'd get in fights.
Yep.
And sometimes then we would make up. Sitting next to each other.
Did you guys have pillow fights in your bra?
Yes.
No. Oh, gross.
I got a question for you then.
Yeah.
Will you guys later be texting each other? We're having a sleepover tonight.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Lisa's going to be on one end of the couch, Shelly's on the other end of the couch, and they'll be texting each other.
We already have been.
Yeah, don't count it out.
We've been talking about you.
No, you can't see me in my underwear again.
So at Christmas, you said that you weren't done. I'm sorry if I just jumped in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was great.
You said that you were going to make Daryl watch The Princess Bride for
the
first time.
Yeah,
we watched it the next night.
No, on Christmas night we did.
Oh, we did watch it.
What did you think, Dee?
I loved it. Good. I mean, it was everything that I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, you know, coming into it kind of blindly, because, you know, I'd seen tad bits of it, you know, like commercials and this and that, you know, marriage, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, so it was everything I wanted it to be.
It's a great fantasy adventure.
I think Billy Crystal kind of got robbed of a bigger part.
He was a cameo.
Then him and Rob Reiner were like best friends. Mm-hmm. You thought he made a little bit better, but he was busy. He's like, "Okay, I got another movie for you. It's called When Harry Met Sally."
You're gonna get
a whole head of lettuce.
Yeah.
What? But,
that's what they call a lead role.
I thought it was awesome. I had forgotten that Andre the Giant was in that.
Yes.
And he did a phenomenal job.
I forgot Christopher Guest was in it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, he doesn't even look like himself. He was the six-fingered man.
Uh-huh.
And
Carol Kane.
See, and I could watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny because that gal, the lady that played the lead, she was just on Drew Barrymore's show the other day.
And she looks good. Oh, she's
beautiful.
From Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Buttercup.
Yeah.
She looks good. She
was beautiful then. I didn't know that was Robin Wright either. That's so funny.
From the Jenny?
Yeah. No, I knew. I knew Robin Wright was Jenny. I didn't know Buttercup was Robin Wright.
I see.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I see.
Yeah, she really changed.
Also,
she did the Dirty Dancing Gal. Changed, you know.
Oh, she looks about the same. I just didn't know it was the same. But Cary Elwes, the guy who's the lead. Is that what it's called?
I think it's Elwes. Elwes.
I think it's Yules.
Okay.
No, Yules
tied.
It doesn't matter. He's the guy from Saw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you knew that?
Well, and he's the guy from that show we used to watch where he would be in the diner of the dead people.
No, that's Mandy Patinkin.
Well, that's Mandy Patinkin.
Mm. Yeah.
Who was also in The Princess Bride.
Right, that's yes. Mandy Patinkin was in The Princess Bride. Cary Elwes was in Saw.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know what guy we were talking about.
The main guy with
James Woods.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Princess Bride, great.
But no, it was great. So, and what about you, my friend? What did you?
You guys were there for most of it, and then I worked Christmas Eve, and it was fine. And I went home, and I made this is kind of cute, sad, and pathetic. But so after I got off work. I went next door because I was so sore and tired from working and I didn't want to like get out of my car and go to a liquor store, but I didn't want to not drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, right next door to Babes, we have a market where we sell bottles of wine and pastries and coffee and all that stuff. So anyway, I'm like, yeah, I want a bottle of white wine. And she goes, what are you having it with? Like I was going to a party and I was like, and I'm like, I'm having it with myself. And, but our tradition was a Midwestern tradition is oyster stew.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I want something white to go with oyster stew. And she goes, well, we have some end of year sales and you get your employee discount. And I got a nice bottle of Chardonnay.
For how much?
I think it was $10 minus my discount.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was great.
I was thinking about you, Shells, on, Christmas morning, because Lisa asked her, you know, what was going on, because we definitely could have come out. We had more than enough food and everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But she goes, oh, she's at home and she's got her oyster stew.
Yeah.
Well, Shelley's mom's tradition was, we didn't have it this year because we didn't have no snow.
Uh-huh.
But didn't you say your mom would put it outside to cool?
Yes.
And so I'm like, oh, shit, she can't put it outside to cool this year.
Yeah, there was usually so much food on the table and leftovers and stuff that there wasn't room in the fridge. And my parents just always had buttloads of food. So we would put it outside because it's cold, and then the next morning we'd just warm it up on the stove and have it for Christmas breakfast, too. But in any case, I'm telling the girl that I see every single day who's selling me the bottle of wine from the market, and she'd just been getting rocked because everybody was buying last-minute, you know, loose-leaf tea or whatever, stocking stuffers.
Oh, yeah.
Gift cards, and she was there by herself all day and all week. And, of course, we were doubled up busy because of the power outage. We rescheduled everybody.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know her very well, and I just started crying. And she comes out, and she gives me a big old hug. And she goes, you just look like you needed that. And we were not friends. She looks like she doesn't like me. And but it was so, so sweet, and it just made my evening. So I went home and drank by myself, and I was absolutely fine with that. I've been invited to other things. I wasn't crying anymore. I salted the pot roast with my tears.
Were you crying because, like, first?
I just missed my mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I had been so busy and so functional or whatever. It's like, I just didn't really think about it.
Right.
And then as I'm buying the wine for myself, I'm like, this is kind of pathetic. So anyway, but Christmas Eve was fine. Christmas Day, lovely, lovely time with Mike and Patty Pavich and your whole family. That was awesome. And then, Boxing Day on the 26th, the day after Christmas, We started a new tradition. Everybody's coming to mom and dad's house, my house, our house, for stockings. So all the kids came, all the nieces and nephews, and the nieces had put together a collage of my mom, and it was a different one for me, Mike, and Monty. And they recorded us opening them at the same time. And the collages had flowers that they had preserved from mom's memorial.
Oh, my goodness.
And seriously, when I tell you I was ugly crying, I felt like I was ugly crying. Like, when you know how you, like, do that kind of grimace to not look like you're ugly crying, but it makes you look uglier?
You look like Jim Carrey.
I felt like Jim Carrey. I do have the video. It is horrendous, but it was the sweetest, sweetest thing. So that was my favorite.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
But here we are on New Year's Eve, and it's 65 degrees outside.
Oh, God.
I did hear, you know, so Daryl's in his shorts and his Manwich t-shirt, and I did hear this morning when I was watching the news. I think this weekend, the Broncos play here for the playoff game, right?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be 60-something degrees. Mm-hmm. And that is, here's the craziest thing, that is the second coldest game that they'll play this whole season.
Here.
The coldest game they played all season.
In Colorado. That's crazy.
The coldest one was 55 degrees.
That's
awesome. Oh, gosh.
Isn't
they're going to be
cuckoo pants?
Just wait till they get their new stadium. They won't be. They'll be.
Oh, they'll be so snug as a bug.
Yeah. Snug as a bug. So, anyway. Can I do the correction corner thing?
Please.
Oh, I was just going to say, guys, just to make everything, Shelly's fine. You know, she's home.
So fine.
She doesn't have a bunch of cats yet or anything.
No, I'm good. Cats are fine. We're good. So last week, so the Happy New Year episode that came out today, we're recording on New Year's Eve, there was a correction that I wanted to do that ended up being really awesome. So we were talking about end of year things and memorials for people that have passed. First of all, when I'm listening to it, driving on the way over here, Lisa starts off the whole thing with a memorial to my mother, which made me cry while I'm driving. Mm. Driving and crying like an 80s band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was really beautiful and sweet, and I thank you for that. I didn't cry at the time, so good on me. Oh. But we were talking about celebrities who have passed, and you mentioned D'Angelo, there's a little apostrophe. And I knew that it sounded familiar, but I forgot about it. So ago, last summer or so, Little Santa and Sandra Shepherd, Sandy, Mark Sundermeyer's lady, had introduced me to D'Angelo, and is like some of the sexiest, smoothest R&B kind of Nouveau, I don't know. It's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, he does some remakes, et cetera, et cetera. So I had to look him up. He died this year or last, well, I guess it is this year still, in October of 25, of pancreatic cancer at 51.
Mm.
And I was like, I can't think of that song that was so sexy. So I texted Brian Little Santa, and he said, yeah, the name of the song is this or Brown Sugar. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. And he says, did the Manwich, he goes, no, it's a panty dropper. Is the Manwich getting randy? And I said, I hope not. In any case, listen and look, because we got the Manwich to drop his panties.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah, listening to D'Angelo.
Yes, it's so sexy.
Yeah,
it's
he
so
was just
sexy.
Like, poop.
Yes, and then the other thing from the last episode of the year was we mentioned a contest, if you remember, and that was for the prizes, the Wicked prize package. We got this beautiful Wicked prize package from Demi D. Herrera of A Devil's Drink, which is a cool little bar.
Ooh.
It's like a speakeasy looking, scary ass, awesome, sexy there. Bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. Down in Denver off to like 15th and Platt. So go check that out. But the prize has all of this stuff from Wicked in it. Now, the question is, this is two-part. So the first question that you need to answer, the first one to answer with both of these things gets this prize package. The question is...
Where are they answering at? On Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Or they can direct messages or whatever.
Okay. Yeah,
but if it was all on the Facebook group, that would make the most sense.
Yeah.
Good Witch, Bad Witch Facebook group.
Uh-huh.
First one to say, who was Rock Hudson's partner? And then send us a picture of the worst hairstyle / haircut you ever had. And this is in honor of Tony Geary from Luke and Laura from General Hospital.
Yeah.
In honor of his recent passing as well.
They call him Big Perm.
So the first two can get us both of those things. gets the prize.
And it's really cool. It's there's a bag, there's some posters, there's a scrunchie, I think. There's a nail file.
There's a silver-handled mirror.
Not anymore.
Oh.
That is, that's been lost.
That went why?
Lost in transit.
It was lost. Yeah.
I was wondering why you didn't mention that first. It's so cool. It was like mirror, mirror on the wall.
I'm so sad that we lost that. There,
we replaced that's it with a Manwich sticker.
Yeah. But there's a lot of really, really cool stuff in the bag. So, yeah.
And we might even put, you know, I'll grab a little bit of swag from our bag.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Witch, Bad Witch swag, too. But anyways, in any case, do that contest and get it right. And we're looking forward to seeing. And you know what? If somebody else beats you to it, still put up your pictures of your worst haircut, because that'd be hilarious.
And I'll put up some of mine.
Do. We all will. Why? Do. Oh, my goodness. I got really excited.
Do.
Damn it. What was that?
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I'm going to have Orlando come and sing with
you. I guess. We will be back, you guys, with our meat.
Alrighty, we'll be right back.
Don't stop believing.
Witches. Welcome back. We're very excited about this. Is actually kind of more like our traditional episodes from Days of Yore, mm-hmm. but we got a surprise for you at the end.
Yeah.
But the end is the end and the meat is the meat. And this is the meat right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So our middle entertainment and treats this week is about goals. So our goals for 2026. And I tried to pick some very specific goals, not like, I just want to be better. Mm-hmm. I want to cry less. I want to have more sex with strangers. Yeah, the usual.
Oh, we can't say that.
You can, but I mean, I just want to be like, very specific.
Okay.
But, like, which stranger?
Right. Are we still a couple or are we single still?
Me and you? We're back together.
Oh, you're back together.
Yeah, okay. 2026.
Well, I got to take sex with
strangers. Yeah, sex with strangers. Well,
strange
let's talk
sex.
About
let's
it.
Let's just have strange sex.
How about you pretend you're strange?
Oh, knock, knock.
Why are you wearing that mask?
I'm imagining Lisa in like a milkmaid outfit.
Oh, yeah.
High on the hills is a lonely goat.
Fuck me up, fuck me up. Fuck.
How do you feel about braids?
Yes.
And milk and chocolate.
Guys, thanks for coming to our show.
If my mom listens to that, I'm so sorry. That just came out of nowhere. I know you think my mouth is filthy.
Daryl's got one of those big horns and goes, Ricola.
He says, Lisa-la. Oh, my.
Okay, my first one. My first goal for 2026. I want to learn AI skills for fun and usefulness and to like learn how to help my plants for one, because I have plants that are dying and I don't know what to feed them to make them not die. And my mom has had alive for a long, long time, but also to help with the show. Like if I can make fun, cute little AI things for the show and to be better looking.
And you know that you can, there's apps for the plant things.
I did know that, but I think on iPhones, you can take pictures of stuff and push
it'll tell
a little
you what's
thing.
Going on with it. Yeah.
But what it's been doing is just telling me what like genus it is. It's like Venus plantus, whatever. And I'm like, but it's hungry.
Do you have ChatGPT?
I don't know how to do it. See, that's part of my goal.
I'll help you. Okay. I can help you do that.
Okay, goal number one.
Yeah.
Okay, goal number two. Write in the gratitude journal every day that Corinna got me. I haven't done it for 2 weeks.
Oh.
I want to walk Linus 5 times a week.
Every,
like Monday through Friday when I wake up, just start the day that way. It's one of those things, and you know this, when you walk little Fiona, you're like, why don't I do this more often? It feels so good.
Well, she gets so excited.
And everybody's happy. It's just, there's no reason for it except for laziness on my part.
Right.
Or sometimes somebody likes a 10 degree variance. It's like, if it isn't between 60 and 70,
she's a little princess. Would do it if it's 6 degrees below zero.
That's a Tila thing. Tila used to stick her toe outside and go, I don't think so.
Interesting. I want to get on an anti-inflammatory meal plan. So like HelloFresh and all these other ones, they have so many very specific things like dairy-free and gluten-free and whatever, whatever. And I want like a ginger-heavy vegetable, because I think the anti-inflammatory thing would help, especially Daryl, like with our arthritis and stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, things we say now.
Yeah.
But, you know, eat some ginger, turmeric,
I got a little
whatever.
Worried there with this guy. I'm all, they're man boobs, okay?
I'm not putting you on a diet. I just want your knees to feel good.
I want your knees and your boobs to not be so inflated.
I've got a bunch more. Do you guys want to throw in?
No, go ahead, and then we'll go.
I'll just do the whole thing. Okay.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I want to have at least, I started from scratch last year, and I want to have at least a $1,000 emergency fund built up after all my bills are paid and all of the people that I owe money to are paid back. None of them are the mafia, but in 2026, that's my money goal.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I also want to tell more people about pre-need insurance.
Yes.
So funeral planning, estate planning, and how to get that all locked in and save some money at the end and save your family some trouble later on in life. Because guess what? We all kick the bucket.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay.
All right. And then I want to schedule more time with my personal trainer when I have more money, too. She's $35 a session.
That's not bad.
No, I don't think so either. And it makes me feel so good when
it
goes
here. How long is the session? An hour?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And I really like hanging out with her. And she does very specific to my body things.
Uh-huh.
And it's really motivating. And I always feel good after time with her. Her name is Rebecca. She's great. And then last year I got on Amazon Prime Days, a basket and a tire blower upper and something else for my bike. And I have that really cute bike. Mm-hmm. It's 14 years now, 14 years old, because Chris got it for me for my 40th birthday. And there's so many trails and I didn't blow up the tires and I didn't put the basket on. And it's such a cute basket. Mm-hmm. It has leather little straps on it. So I want to do bike maintenance.
Are you going to put Linus in the basket?
I should with goggles. He looks like Toto. Well,
that's what's cool, because your area over there, you got all those little green belts that go all.
So many trails.
You can go from your house all the way to Old Town.
I can go to Cherry Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go all over. Yeah.
It's Cuckoo Pans. Uh-huh. So I want to make that happen. And then less phone time. I don't want to be on social media as much unless it's for work or the podcast. I think doom scrolling is kind of a dumb phrase. I get where it's coming from, but it's so repetitious and it's almost like all I see are ads anymore anyway.
Yeah.
I just want to look at dogs playing with penguins or whatever. but of the 3 or 4 hours I feel like I spend on it every day, there's nothing good that comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Okay, I got to limit my screen time. Okay, this is a new one because I was looking for... So tonight is New Year's Eve when we're recording.
Yeah.
And we're all making fondue after the show. And we were looking for my mom's famous fondue recipe from the 70s. As I was looking for that in an actual recipe box, I saw all these great recipes that my mom made that I've never made.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
so I'm
going
to try to make one of my mom's recipes one a month.
Lovely.
That I've never done. I think that'll be really fun.
Yeah, very
and
good.
It's always nice. It's fun to look at her handwriting and stuff. And almost everything that I make, I look at a recipe online or I just do it out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun to see it in somebody's handwriting that you love, but also like, oh, well, I thought that was too much salt. So let's replace that with this or this. So it's her customized.
Well, and also,
deal.
If she made the time to write it, that means that it was
it's
actually good.
Yeah, tried and tested.
She put her heart into,
Exactly.
Tried and tested.
Yeah.
Also, to get my parents' house cleaned out. So I'm going to try to have at least one pickup a week or at least two a month. There's a lot of stuff, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's in the market for scissors, I've got lots. All of the toenail and fingernail clippers that you will ever want.
Wow, okay.
Every single charger for every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never... Probably never, as long as I live, have to buy Q-tips, deodorant, or lotion ever again.
Wow.
They got all of their hygiene stuff from Costco.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Done. Ooh, here's a new one based on stuff that my parents bought. So we had deliveries to the house all the time because at the end of their life, both of them were not very mobile, you know, with oxygen and all that other stuff. So we would get things delivered to the house. Yes, or today when I was buying stuff for the fondue, we're going halvesy, like you guys are, got stuff for the fondue and I got stuff for the fondue. Mm-hmm. So I had to be in line because I had alcohol. I couldn't just do the self-checkout.
Right.
And like every time. And so the lady in front of me was on oxygen and she had, you know, maybe 10 items and she was getting, it like depends, you know, like adult.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was probably in her 70s or 80s. We talked and chatted for the whole time that we were in line. She was absolutely loved me, wished us a marvelous year, asked the name of our podcast because she asked what I was doing tonight. And I told her. And so who knows? Hopefully we have a new listener. But she was just great. But she said her 14-year-old grandson usually got her groceries for her, but she wouldn't ask him to buy the adult underwear. Aww. And I'm like, I bet he would do it. Don't even worry about it. And
seriously.
She's like, no, it gets me out of the house. It's good and all that. And I was like, well, God bless you. You just sound like such a sweetheart. And so New Year's resolution, talk to strangers more at the grocery store.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Just FYI, I'm not trying to be dicky, just for your information.
Yeah.
You can buy alcohol in the self-checkout.
What? Not a lot of places.
No?
Yeah.
No? In Arvada? Arvada.
Store?
64th and Sheridon, King Soup.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, just the person that does the, like, checking, they'll come over and
Godfather?
Swipe. Yes.
Yeah.
The Godfather. They'll come over and swipe your ID
Got
and stuff.
It.
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Back in the day, though, one time I really scored. Remember when we went through? I scanned one can of beer and I got a six-pack for the price of one can of beer.
Yeah,
but those were the days, my friend.
Yeah. You didn't know. It wasn't like you're like,
I just paid, like, I go, that cost me $2.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I didn't know because I met a lovely lady.
No, absolutely. But just in case you're in a hurry.
Yeah, sure.
I thought Shelly was going to be like, so I told her, hey, come on over. I got a bunch of old shit for you.
She needs some scissors.
I thought Shelly was like,
so many scissors.
I have those same Depends in my house if you'd like some.
I certainly have the boxes.
Oh, perfect.
That's freaking awesome. Awesome.
You want to go next, or?
Yeah, I'll go next. Mine is kind of in the same line. I definitely want to get out and walk more, but like my first thing is I'm gonna get all my doctor's appointments lined up, and I need to get my shots in my hands. I need to get my shots in my knees. Everything. I definitely want to get out and start walking a lot more. Get my mental health a little bit better. Mm-hmm. It's been since June we shut down the boutique. And I've been pretty much staying at home now full time. Well, and I got my dog, but you know, it kind of messes with you a little bit when you're not out as much as you used to be and stuff. So I'll find myself some days I'm like, I don't care to get out of bed. I'm kind of depressed, this and that. So I want to work on that. I'm going to remodel two of the bathrooms. The first one I'm going to start with is the one, the middle bathroom upstairs, the guest bathroom, I guess, or my bathroom. I'm going to start with that. And then I want to do some stuff down in the downstairs bathroom. Lisa's master bathroom is perfect.
It's sexy.
It's in great shape. So do a little bit of stuff like that, some work on
that. What do you want
to
do to it?
I want to paint. I would like to put new toilets in.
With bidets?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, I want to, and I've been looking, they're not that expensive.
Really?
I was joking. Really? Bidet toilets are not that?
They're not that expensive.
Oh, I heard once you go bidet, you never go back.
Well, then we wouldn't have to worry about washing our assholes.
Exactly. Yeah. It does it for you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I asked for. My uncle always gets me all kinds of crazy little gifts, this and that. And I said, hey, you know what? I'd like a gift card to Home Depot, and I'd like a gift card to Walmart.
Nice.
You know, I can get some of the stuff. Even if I, this is sound funny, even if I don't get new toilets, even I just change out the toilet seats.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that were with the house. You know, I'm probably they're 5 years old to us. Who knows how old they were to that, you know,
right.
before.
It's a refresh.
And it's just kind of, you know, something like that. But a fresh paint, paint the baseboards, everything, this and that. Just kind of. Spruce it up, make it ours. You know, we've been here 5 years, and now that we have the time for me to be here, make it even more our house type thing.
Are you going to get a brown toilet so you don't have to clean it as much?
Oh, that would be great.
Gross. Mm-hmm. That grosses me out. I don't know why.
Get a black
brown
one.
Toilet.
Get a black.
That'd be okay, but brown toilet seems weird.
Brown town.
I'm more gross.
just I kind of, like I said, I think I just want to get out more. Your whole bike thing.
Yeah.
I last year, me and my neighbor across the street, Bill, we went for one bike ride. And it kind of, I had a great time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why didn't we do that more? Well, right. I need to talk to him again and say, hey, remember we got the bikes out last summer? One time we didn't do it once this summer.
Yeah.
You know, and so I want to
get. I didn't go on a bike ride this summer either.
I've got three different bikes. I've got a mountain bike. I've got a dirt bike, and I've got a cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
And I rode my cruiser. He gave me some handlebars for my cruiser last year.
Oh, fun!
And they're kind of ape hangers. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Do they have tassels?
No, they don't. Thank God.
Come on.
But just that kind of stuff. But you know, like I said, one thing important, at least maybe once or twice a week, try and get back and going. Even if I just go into town with Lisa,
mm-hmm.
but then sitting here all day, me and Fiona, I think she knows all my stories.
Yeah.
It's sad when your dog, when you go, did I ever? And she goes upstairs.
She's like, not this story again. Yeah. Can I interrupt you about an animal story?
Yeah.
So I have a coworker whose boyfriend's name is Kyle. Kyle is out of town. Right before he left town, somebody gave them a white elephant gift that was a fish of some kind. They named the fish Kyle Jr. Or just
it was
Kyle.
A real live fish?
Yes, like a fish.
I never thought about doing that for a white elephant.
That's funny.
That is funny.
So Kyle, the boyfriend, is out of town. She's watching Kyle the fish, and we've been so busy at work, she feels guilty leaving Kyle all alone. So she feeds him in the morning, and then like she'll put music on for Kyle, and then like do a little dance with him, and he'll wave his little fish tail at her and dance with her before she goes. And, you know, when I see her at the tea station, I'm like, what are you thinking about right now, as we're getting totally smoked? Kyle's all alone. And I'm like, your boyfriend, Kyle? No, Kyle the fish.
She obviously is way too attached to Kyle.
And but I can see what you're saying with Fiona. You get this Wilson volleyball kind of connection.
Like, so. But then it's so funny because then the minute Lisa gets home, she's like, yeah, later, dude.
Later days. Yeah. I'm sick of your mouth.
God, going to tell another depressing
Those
story.
Are great goals.
Yep. Yeah. Lisa?
Sorry, I was looking at Fiona. Speaking of, she's trying to get up onto the couch and she can't jump anymore because she's old.
Oh, baby.
No, she
just... No.
Well, and Linus is kind of being a couch hog. He's going diagonal on
it. He's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so my goals, first of all, the first thing that I have is one of the things that really, really bothers me about myself is I feel like I sleep too much. Like I could, if I don't have a plan, mm-hmm. I'll sleep the whole damn day. It bothers me.
Okay.
Like totally, completely bothers me. And I'll sleep, I mean, I'm not even kidding you. And then I have a problem with that because I feel like I didn't get anything done.
I feel guilty.
Like I wasted my day, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. So I think like one of my goals is not to sleep so much, but I think it all has to do with the fact that I have sleep apnea. So I need to check, I need to do the sleep test that's been sitting on my drawers for the last 2 years.
What does that entail? Is it like an EKG?
It is.
It's stickers on your body.
Well, yes. And it's Bluetooth to your phone.
Of course.
Well, the reason that I didn't do it for a long time is that my phone wasn't old or new enough to adapt to the test.
Okay.
And now I got a new phone. I have no excuse anymore.
Yeah.
And so I need to do it because if I need a CPAP or something like that, I want to get that
too
done.
Sexy.
Sure.
So well, you're in your own
Well, and I think in modern times now, it doesn't have to be with the cords and the mask and that. Like, you can do all kinds of things.
Yeah, there's all smaller stuff, yeah.
But, yeah, whatever. I just want to sleep better so I'm not sleeping all the time.
Better and sleep sexier.
Exactly. Okay. And because, and with that, I want to get everything in order. I actually just started taking my meds I was worried because I had a stroke and I was worried about the stroke medication, the side effects. And then I was like, the side effects can't be as bad as dead. And so then I was like, okay, so I'm just going to take them. And I have, and I'm fine. And there's no side effects.
Yeah,
and
see,
it's great. So I just need to get all, again, my doctor's appointments in order and figure all, because I have an MRI and a mammogram scheduled. After those are over, and get the breathing thing, I think I'll be good to go. Now, with that being said, healthy-wise, not medical wise. I have just seen, so our friend and Patreon, Tammy Tai.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Who's always looked amazing. She's always really, really taken good care of herself. But in, I would say, for the last 9 months at least, she's been doing Pilates. And she looked good before, and now she just looks fucking smoking. Like,
she probably feels great.
And she's so strong. She says that it's so much better on her knees, and mm-hmm. she doesn't have the aches and the arthritis mm-hmm. and everything she used to have, and she's stronger, and she's, I'm not ready to go to a Pilates place, but I am ready to start doing like wall Pilates and stuff.
Yeah.
So I want to do that, start with that, mm-hmm. With the TV, get a YouTube yeah. or whatever.
Get a VHS mm-hmm. exercise
I'm going
tape.
To get yeah. a VHS yeah. and do the Jane Fondas.
Get perfect. It and then get it to where you can say, I stretch. And I kick,
and I'm 55 and stuff. So yeah, I'll do
you
that.
You are almost 55.
I am actually. When this comes out, I will be 55.
Brand oh, wow. new 55.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Thursday?
My birthday's on Tuesday, and oh, then yeah. yeah, then Wednesday this will come out the 7th.
This so, next right. Tuesday.
Damn,
I got to get out and shop.
Yeah, you do.
Well, and we have to talk about that, too.
Yes.
Okay, don't let me forget that. Okay. And I go, beep, beep, boop. And that was me pointing at my husband and my bestie. Okay, so then because of, and then all, when that's all going to be perfect and wonderful, the other thing I want to start doing is working smarter, not harder. I have noticed that because I've been taking like 2 days off every week for the last 3 weeks, mm-hmm. I've noticed that my days are longer, but I'm making more money.
Good.
That makes sense that yes. it would.
Yeah.
But I'm able to get, so I'm thinking about possibly taking a third day off a week uh-huh. and just having longer days.
Awesome.
Or I'm going to start I'm with my people that are a little bit hard, I'm not going to say harder. Yeah, harder. Their nails are harder to do mm-hmm. or more harder nail art. Yeah.
Intricate.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. Tell them in advance, they're going to yeah. have to let me know what they want. If it's going to be a longer appointment, they're going to have to pay for it.
Sure.
And
yeah, time is
time's
money, baby.
Time's worth it, baby.
I can do stuff in an hour. Mm-hmm. And if we do, and I've always prided myself on doing nail art for free because yeah. that's my favorite thing. I'd much yeah. rather do nail art than just paint somebody's nails one color.
Sure.
But if it's going to take me an hour and a half to 2 hours, I need to be able to be compensated for that
of
because
course.
I could have gotten another person in.
Heck
so,
yes.
I think that that'll be one way. I keep thinking of how I can get a second job. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that I don't need a second job. I need to be able to
You're
do
not
more
Jamaican
with my
money.
First job.
Yes, I love this.
Yeah, so.
And then you'll have more time for self-care, save
exactly.
money on gas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah, working
You can be
smarter.
Home and we can walk together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I do, like, and I love walking. And Fiona mm-hmm. and then Daryl will have his new little puppy.
Yay.
So yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know if it's going to be a puppy.
It will not be a puppy.
It's going to be
a little older.
We're getting close.
We'll see. So that is all my goals.
Great goals, guys.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to hear all of your goals.
Yeah.
You can go to our Facebook group, which is Good Witch, Bad Witch Podcast Group.
Good Witch. Yeah. There's no dash.
No, there's no dash. That's on the website, which is up, by the way, goodwitch-badwitch.com.
Perfect.
So check that out if you want to join Patreon, et cetera, et cetera. But new year, new us. Stay tuned for the next new segment.
Facts or crap, the game we play with Cullen sisters side by side. Truth or fiction, come what may, nowhere left for doubt to hide. Hey everybody, welcome back. We have started a new segment that we are now going to call Factor crap. It sounded like I said factor crap, but it's fact or crap. It's one or the other. So what we're going to do is each one of us are going to tell some kind of story that we found in the news, and the other ones are going to decide if it's a real story or if it's just crap and we made it up.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Would you like me to go first?
Yes, because I already fucked it up.
Give us your crappy fact.
Yeah, so here we go. So mine is, the title of it is, a Melbourne fisherman captured the rare footage of a purple platypus. And there's pictures. So you guys, is this...
Can you say that again?
Yes. Hold on. A Melbourne fisherman captured rare footage of a purple platypus. Say that 10 times fast.
A purple platypus.
The Melbourne fisherman has rare footage and pictures of the purple platypus.
Melbourne,
Australia.
Okay. You've got all the weird shit. I'll say fact.
Do you think it's fact, Daryl?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go with purple platypus sounds pretty... predominantly purple palamish. It sounds like it could be real.
So you guys are both saying fact?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is indeed crap. I made that up because... One moment, please. Really, a Melbourne fisherman captured rare footage of a pink platypus.
Lisa, you're a tricker.
It was not a purple one. It was pink. Let me read you the story.
It was a one-eyed pink platypus.
A quiet day of fishing in a remote Victorian river turned into a once-in-a-lifetime moment when a local fisherman first believed what was a large trout was later revealed to be an extremely rare pink platypus. The pale furred animal with a pink bill and feet were filmed around 15 minutes as it calmly foraged through the tannish-stained water. The fisherman affectionately nicknamed it Pinky. Oh, that was just way out there. Experts say only about a dozen albino or leucicic, is that what, platypuses have been documented in Australia since the 1800s, making this sighting exceptionally rare. Wildlife ecologists also note that the platypi sit at the top of their river ecosystems, meaning this unusual individual may have had a better chance of long-term survival than many other albino animals. To protect the animal, the exact location has been kept private. The fisherman believed he may have spotted the same platypus years ago, back when it was much smaller. I will put pictures of the pink platypus, not purple, pink, on our Facebook page.
You got me.
I did.
I did something a little different, but I can tweak it for another day.
Okay.
Can I go?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mine isn't as long, but it's almost as fascinating.
Oh.
And just FYI, especially when they're babies, the mammals, little platypi, darling. I love a platypi.
Platypi are cute.
They're cute. Yeah, yeah, they're so weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so did this happen? You tell me. A 7-year-old was driving their mother's car. They drove their mother's car 10 miles with their younger sister before crashing. A woman was cited for defecating on a car in a road rage incident. These are both related.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the kids crashed the car.
Uh-huh.
And a woman was like, what? And then she got out, she was mad at him, and then pooped on their car.
Oh.
Did that really happen?
No.
Why would you say
you
that?
You know what?
What state was it in?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
I bet it
both. Is there a state that's poopier than another?
I only shit on cars in Mississippi!
Mrs. Shitty!
That's right.
I think that they both happened, but not at the same time. Can I say that?
You can?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Freedom, America.
For some odd reason, you know, this world's so crazy that I think it's true.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
They were separate incidents.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody's fine.
Okay.
They showered and they're fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's funny.
So was that kind of what you were thinking?
You know what? There's no rules. This is the first one. I really like that.
It may evolve.
Yeah.
Mine, I just researched this. I don't know why, but I found this out. And I didn't know this, and I thought I knew a lot about the man.
Okay.
But did you know that Muhammad Ali married his first wife? She was 15 when he married her. 15 when they met, mm-hmm. and 16 when they got married, and they had three children.
Okay.
Well, he went to go fight in Africa, and he had met another woman over there, kind of hooked up with her, but he would fly his wife out to Africa, this and that. She found out about the affair, everything. They got divorced. He ended up marrying that woman later after he was divorced. They had three more children. And then he separated from her and later in life, right before he had passed, rejoined, rekindled with his very first wife.
That's interesting.
So that seems too detailed to be a lie, first of all. Mm-hmm. And second of all, I did see Ali the movie.
Oh, so there is a first and last wife, you think?
I'm pretty sure that that is all true.
I'll say true then, too, just because I'm stealing your answer.
Just made it up.
Shut it. Lisa, wow. You don't remember the Ali movie with Jamie Foxx?
No, it was with Will Smith. I do remember that.
Jamie Foxx.
Was Jamie Foxx in it?
Jamie Foxx.
Was playing the piano and he was blind?
He's like this. I was a bobbin and a weaving, bobbin and a weaving.
Ray Charles and Muhammad Ali confused.
So, guys, I got to tell you.
You just swing it.
I totally spaced out that we were doing this segment, and we just had a meeting upstairs. I'm like, what am I going to do? And so I just made that up.
Just now, when you were looking at your phone.
This is what I was looking at on my phone.
I'm looking up Muhammad Ali's wives right now.
I am looking up how well did Ray Charles box. That's what I'm complaining.
You know what? He always dodged a black eye.
Yeah. Maybe Muhammad Ali was a really good singer.
Oh, my gosh. His eyes closed. So, basically, I'm going to give it to you this time. I mean, mine was, you guys did pick, but it was so close.
Yeah.
Yours was just out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
So, God bless you, Daryl. I'm going to say Daryl wins this round.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not even saying that we're ever going to, if there's going to be a winning or losing situation.
I don't even know how old his first wife was, but I'm like, but if I say, like, she met her when she was 15, got married when she, you know, because they used to do that back then. Elvis married, Priscilla Presley when she was 14.
True. Sure, pedophilia was rampant.
Yeah, it was big.
Great balls of fire.
And now it's just accepted everywhere, MasterCard.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we need to go back to pedophilia.
God. Oh, but yeah, okay. So that's what I was like, God, I got to get this. So I don't even know why I brought Muhammad Ali into the story.
Either.
This and that, but yeah.
That's what's so wacky about Factor Crap.
Factor Crap is amazing. Okay, you guys, let us know what you think of our new segment, Factor Crap. We are going to end this first episode of season 6 with
2026.
Another time to ask you to please join Patreon or help us in any way. If you know somebody who might want to be a sponsor, we'll do less national commercials if we do more
in-house commercials, local commercials.
Sure. So let us know if you know anybody. We're going to cut our prices for the first
Everything must go.
I don't know what that was. That was me.
Being a used car salesman.
Yeah, totally. So that is all I have to say. And I hope that your first of the year is great.
Me too.
Yeah.
Stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.
Oh no! Must be the season of-